Captain Pritchard started selling real estate, and he established Indian River Bank. He had that for a couple years, and then they incorporated it later. Is the first or second brick building in Titusville, because underneath all that stucco is beautiful brick. And I know that he would go to the bank, and then my great-grandmother would keep coffee on the pier table. There, when he wanted coffee, he would come home to get the cold coffee and then go back to the bank. The hardware store was started by his son-in-law, Frank T. Budge. And then in about 1897, I think it was, Budge decided to open a store down in Miami. And then Captain Pritchard and my grandfather started running the store, eventually bought the store. Captain Pritchard established the first light plant. I know that Titusville is one of the few towns that went from kerosene to electric without having that interim step of gas. And which made us kind of a premier town. He was in charge of it and set the rules. He had a man that actually came down there and did it. But they did, they had a time that they turned him off, and that was it. You know, you went back to your kerosene after a certain time.